Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Well, good morning to you. 9:15. Your high today going to be about 94.
It's going to be humid.
It'll be humid today.
Quite humid.
Humid. I'll be 94. Tomorrow we're going to see 98. And then the weekend's going to hit. And it's going to be about, well, I guess Thursday, 100 degrees. So it's coming.
I will say I golfed all day in this yesterday, and I didn't think it was that bad.
I was in it, too, and it wasn't brutal. Thing is that, of course, you got to stay hydrated. We all know that. The thing is, it's just like your skin, like you've said. You got to get that summer skin down. Once you get used to being in the heat, then it's not a bad thing. But if you're just hiding in the air conditioner all the time, yeah, then it's going to be brutal. Then people start complaining.
Molly, yeah. I saw Molly's dad yesterday at this golf event, but I also saw Molly's stunt husband, Johnny Corrigan.
Molly. Ooh. Oh, you did?
Johnny and some firemen were the foursome in front of us. My buddy Darren Garion and some guys. And I saw Steve LeClaire, the fire union.
What was this chief for? That's pretty.
It was for Bob Crist, who's announced that he's going to run for governor.
Okay.
So it was at Players Club. But what was funny is, so Johnny Corrigan and those guys are in front of us. And I had Senator Burkhardt and John O'Bradford with me and Brian Walter. And none of us are drinking beer, and it's free beer.
Huh. What has happened
to
you guys?
Oh, really? Nobody was drinking beer?
What has happened?
It's too hot.
Oh,
it was too hot, and we're not 20-year-olds anymore.
Yeah.
But I was like,
did it feel weird?
I was like, Corrigan, look at us. We're all reloading on water between holes at one of the little, you know, where they have the big water jug. And it was cold, and we're all refilling our waters. I'm like, what? Ooh. Times have changed.
It reminds me of the old guys.
Free beer.
It reminds me of the other guys you see on the course when we have our cases back in the day, and they shake their head like.
Now I will say, for me personally, the flavor of beer was Miller Lite.
I ain't doing that. I'll drink water too. No way. Forget it. That stuff should be free, like free cats.
We're more like Bud Light. We're more Bud Coors. We're more
isn't
anything.
It all the same.
Bush,
at
anything.
That point.
No.
I don't know.
Mom,
will you drink Miller Lite? Will you drink a Miller Lite?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Miller Lite.
You were just telling us you don't like beer in cans.
You snob.
No, I said I like beer in cans, but I don't usually drink it at home. I like beer in cans. It's all environmental. Like, there's certain places where it's like, man, a can of beer sounds good right now.
A golf course would be
some place where a cold can of beer would be the place.
Nah, vodka lemonade, that's what you need there. Just a nice tall glass of a double with a little splash of lemon.
I'm a Miller Lite gal, I guess. I don't know. I never really thought about, I mean, if somebody gave me a choice between Bud Light or Miller Lite, I think my instinct would just be to grab the Miller Lite, and I don't know if it's necessarily a flavor thing. I think it's just like, okay, that's a brand I know, you know?
Have you ever partake in a Busch Light or anything like that?
It might have been a long time ago.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't seem like people really have that at barbecues and stuff like that anymore.
That's
like everybody seems like they're into. No, I mean, it just seems like if people are doing light beers.
Yeah, I know.
It's either Bud Light or Miller Light. And then there's usually the whole thing of like, oh, local brews. You know, like we're at an age now where people are all about like the craft brew.
Yeah, the home brew.
Yeah. Like, oh, have you tried this? This is, you know, this is from Brickway. I get growlers of it for parties.
Ooh,
I mean, that
yeah.
kind of thing. Like, it's not like Keystone Light parties anymore.
So I'm just saying, back in the day of when we used to drink lots of beer while we golfed, you want a light beer.
Yeah, you want a Mick Ultra or something.
You
like
want
that.
The closest thing to water that's not water.
Yeah. You bet. Mm-hmm. That'll get you a little feeling
drinkability.
Happy.
And for me, for some reason, that beer is Coors Light.
Is it really? Okay.
It feels like water.
Mine's Busch Light, and it is like water. It's all like water in comparison. I mean, if you're going to pound down a couple IPAs in a hot summer sun.
Oh, there's no way. It's unsustainable.
You'll
I mean, what you're talking about is like, seriously, it's unsustainable.
Yeah.
You'll be so bloaty. You won't even be able to move.
Well, so the story is we'll keep an eye on, he's State Senator Bob Crist, and he's being term limited out. But the plan is he's leaving the Republican Party. He's going to run against Governor Ricketts next year as a third party candidate.
Oh.
So this all was just announced, and it was a fundraiser. I was just an invitee from Burr Carr. But Molly's dad was there. I saw your dad. He said that he got a picture in France with Bruce Willis. And you,
yeah,
I told him, I said, you got to send that to Molly. I said, I want to see it.
Have you seen it yet, Molly?
He said, I got
to. I have. He showed me it on his phone.
Is it Bruce Willis? Is it him?
It's hard to see because it's like they're close by, but it's like, I'm not,
from a distance.
Right.
I think I saw Bruce Willis.
He's pulling something on you guys, as I think is what it is.
No, he said it was Bruce Willis and they were dressed the same.
Well, come on. No, they weren't.
He said they had the same hat. So he said, we had to take a picture together. So I said, are you sure it was Bruce Willis?
I know.
I know, Dad.
I know. Come on. Dad got confused.
No, he's very insistent that it's Bruce Willis, and I have not heard anybody besmirch this claim.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's France in summertime. That's where fancy people hang out, I guess.
Were they wearing like a beret or something?
No, they were wearing like those straw hat.
Okay, I like
Yeah, I mean, so that's the thing. It looks like a hat that Bruce Willis... I mean, it could very well be Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis always wears hats.
It was probably Bruce Willis. And it sounded very Ocean's 13. Because weren't they in France in that Ocean's 13 when they're trying to stake out the museum and they run into the Julia Roberts lookalike runs into Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're
that in France?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. Is that Bruce?
It was in Europe. It was in Europe, if not in France specifically.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
Well, I think I found my new swimsuit for summer. Get ready.
What is it?
Oh, wow. Have you guys gotten a chance to see the bathing suit covered in chest hair?
Ooh.
No, and it's for women?
It's for women.
I actually ran across that yesterday, and I thought of you. I posted it on Facebook. But I didn't know it was actual.
It's not actual chest hair, so it's a photo of a guy's bare chest, like a hairy chest.
So it freaks you out when a gal wears a one-piece that gives her now, like, bare chest.
Yes.
She's bare chested, but it's a guy's chest. He's all furry.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Because it's nude-colored, so you kind of do a double take. You do have that moment where it's like that... Is she nude? You know, because the way they have it shot, it really does look like it's very tonal to the woman's skin tone.
Which I've seen those before, but it's the female physique, and they freak out because the gal's on the beach, and you're like, is that legal?
Well, right. The thing is, it's not only just the chest, Molly, it's also the back and the butt that's hairy.
Yes.
Well, that's awful. Why would you wear that? You know, why would you wear that? I mean, it's an awesome prank, but that's just disgusting. It looks like Russell Brand. It's like they took a picture of Russell Brand's body.
It's not overly hairy. That was the one thing that I found really interesting. It's not like gross blanket hairy.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it looks realistic. And the thing is like, it's got like the male nipples. It's got, you know, the whole gravy trail. I mean, it's got the whole, what is it? The trail.
The treasure trail.
The treasure trail.
Well, that's what gets weird is they get creative around the crotchal area, obviously.
Yes.
So that just becomes sort of this extended kind of Ken doll.
Right.
Ken doll crotch.
Right.
She can't.
I mean, it's the back that's really gross because it's like your butt cheeks are hairy and so would your shoulder blades.
I think
it would really give you, I mean, for $50, it's a good prank.
I feel like it turns a woman into the Beast character from the old Sega game, Altered Beast. It's just very strange, bizarre.
I saw this and I always appreciate the fact that, you know, they show this and of course they show it on like a swimsuit model body. So it's this very attractive figure, but then they put it in this. I wanted to see it like because it comes in sizes from extra small to extra, extra large.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, you can put anything on Heidi Klum's body. And of course, you're like, well, that looks amazing. I mean, that's fantastic. I want to see it on a real person's body. Do you understand? Like, I want to see it on a mob body.
I want you to wear it.
Or we'd like to see some other variations. Like, how about one piece of a really dumpy body on a hot supermodel chick? So it's just sort of all...
With like love handles and stuff.
Yeah.
Does that
They're
going to
sell
though?
About 10 of these total.
I don't know. They say it's hassle-free returns on Beloved's website.
Sexy chest one-piece swimsuit, it's called.
$50.
I love it. It's called the swimsuit the internet didn't ask for, and it's not wrong. I mean, nobody wanted to see this. But, I mean, it's definitely an eye catcher. A lot of back hair. A lot of lower trunk hair, like on the lower region. So it'd be a hairy butt.
Grumble.
Which, does anybody want to see that?
Well.
I so want someone I know to have this. It really does need to go just to the right person.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome if you had it. And then when you guys went off to the
College World Series.
Yeah, you could go even that.
Wear it at the College World Series. You can wear it with some shorts.
Shorts.
I mean, you can wear that in public.
Yes. Sure. I could look like I'm a topless guy. Woo.
Put
it
on
a pair of
roller skates and go skating around the series.
The problem is that I'd want to show off the butt hair though. I mean, how do you get that? So maybe I get some of those like high cut Daisy Dukes where they show a little cheek in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can get some
hair going on,
right? Because you really want to be able to see that too.
So or we maybe got. We'll throw this up on Facebook.
Oh, it's there, people. You can find it right now. Big Party Show. Yeah, it's right there for the taking and for the picking. Molly, you should just get it for a joke.
I would. Only the fact that I think that the joke would be on me. Like, they'd be like, listen, you already have a borderline offensive swimsuit body, and now you have hurt me today.
Takes a distraction off that, though.
They have various colors. I mean, you can get, like, a darker complexion.
Yeah, it matches
lighter,
up
darker.
With the hues. You know, so that's the thing. You know, skin tone, so kind of it matches if you've got more of an olive skin tone or more of, like, a paler skin tone.
They have the
whole spectrum.
Nipples
I know,
are
the
weird.
Nipples that are weird. They're weird man nipples.
Yeah, they are.
They're kind of small.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. See ya. Your high today going to be about 94 degrees. And then tomorrow we're going to see about 98 degrees. It's going to be hot. Head on out to Indian Creek right now. We got the thing going on, man. The golf championship, Pinnacle Golf Championship, is kicking off, and today is like a family fun day.
Yeah, isn't it Sonic Youth Day?
Yep, Sonic Youth Day.
I love the name.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And Jeff's out there now, so go say hi to him and take the kids out there. And
Jeff is working.
You know, he's working.
He's working.
But yeah, he'll be calling in here and there, so you guys will hear a little bit more about it. But definitely go out there and see what's going on. Hi, Cheetah.
Hey. It's hot outside.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
And sticky.
Yes.
Really?
I wasn't emotionally prepared for it this morning because it looked a little gloomy and I was like, oh, maybe it's a little cool.
Yeah.
No.
I have a 13-year-old at the house, Oliver. I had to explain to him at the store the other day what Gold Bond was for.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
he's
did.
So little, his body probably doesn't understand
yet. He didn't
yet.
Understand. It's like, no, dude, when you're in the parts, you just put the powder there and it makes everything, the look on his face is just horrid.
That's the lesson of the day. Gold Bond.
Gold Bond. Uh-huh. Every day it's a new
party
one.
Party was not paid for that endorsement.
All right, so what do you got coming up here? You got
the Modern Family Trivia. It's a $50 American Express gift card today. So what I've been doing is just going back on some episodes and having a fun little week of trivia.
$50, people. Make sure you tune in and win, okay? All right, Gia's in next. We'll see you guys in the morning. You guys have a safe day and do yourself good.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back.
Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.